Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for your worst fan experiences in enemy territory. Lions fans expecting the worst when they go to Philly. We brought it up, man. Like, if you can't wear your gear, if you can't cheer and be a fan, why would you pay to fly and stay and get the tickets to begin with? But people who've been there say, hey, don't draw too much attention to yourself. Don't put a target on your back. These fans are crazy. So we want to know. Your worst experiences, John?
You may temper it a little bit, but you're still going to go be you.
You should.
And so last year down in Columbus, obviously very isolated and protected in the press box, but after the game is over, I've got to get from the press box to the locker room, and we all know what happened on the field after the game, so it took the temperature up in the stadium a little bit, and I had Lucy with me. And so as on our way down, there's a little area from the elevator to the locker room that you're walking in amongst fans, and then once you get to the locker room, there's an overlook where fans are they know where the Michigan locker room is, where the players are going to come up. As I'm getting there, I mean, there are, you know, people are spitting on us, they're throwing those little mini alcohol bottles at you, and we get to the locker room.
Like fireballs in them and stuff. Yeah.
And so we get to the locker room, and the stadium security was like, well, you know, hey, your daughter doesn't have a pass to get in here. I'm like, hey, she's not standing out here.
Right.
I mean, do you see what's coming down? And then they finally agreed to let her in. So even if during the game, it could be, you know, fine. And then depending on how it all ends, it can flip on a switch.
Ticket text. I lived in Philadelphia for 6 years, been to a number of games and tailgates. I've seen horrific acts committed against opposing fans, including porta potties being flipped while fans were still in them.
Ooh, that's nasty.
I'm going to Philly for the Lions game. Four of my closest friends who are Eagles fans. Can't wait. Pray for me. My husband and I are going to Philly. Bought Lions coats to wear to the game. Attending with fans from Philly who are Eagles fans, so we'll have a little bit of protection. We will not engage with Eagles fans, but want to support our Lions, Catherine and Clarkston. Long time ago, as a Michigan undergrad, I went to an OSU game and had glass bottles thrown at us. John, you could attest to it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Costa. You and Rieger should go to a Lions-Philly game with all your Lions gear and use your most obnoxious takes. You might get a good first-hand story to share. Signed, Chuck. You're having a little too much fun with that. Went to Fenway when I was 22 wearing all Tigers gear and ended up getting a beer poured on me and a hot dog thrown at me while I was in the stands. A 12-year-old girl flipped me the bird in the middle of the crosswalk when I was on my way home from Camp Randall when Michigan got blown out a few years back.
I was on the bus. I think it was 96. Heading down High Street in Columbus, and everything is silent on the bus as you're going to the game. Everybody's focused, right? And as we are going down High Street, there's two old ladies standing on a corner. And sure enough, they turn around, hike up their skirts, and moon the bus. And we lost it. It was hilarious. It was nasty, but it was hilarious.
So you're saying I shouldn't go to Philly and wear my Rory inflatable costume from an unnamed texter.
Oh, you'll have cushion. You'll be protected.
All right, let's get to these phones. People have stories. Nolan, you're on 97.1.
Yeah. Hey, John. This is Noel from School Kinesiology.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? I got an old story. Back in like 2002, and it wasn't University of Michigan related, but it's Columbus related. I actually went down with the Ann Arbor Rowing Club, and we had a race down in Columbus. and we're racing down there, and understand that the Ann Arbor Rowing Club colors are like royal blue and red. Half the people in my boat are not even any way affiliated to the university. We're going down the river doing our race, and all of a sudden I hear the guys in the boat behind me start yelling and screaming and hear clicking sounds. So all of a sudden something hits me in the head. There's a bunch of Columbus locals throwing batteries and coins and stuff at us just because our boat said Ann Arbor on it. Like, not even U of M affiliated. And this is the summer. This is like July. Uh-huh. Like July, late June, something like that. And these people, probably 10 or 15 of them, are just sitting up for a rowing race, of all things, whipping batteries and coins at us.
Mm-hmm.
These people are crazy down there. Crazy.
And it's all because it just said crazy. Ann Arbor on it. Yeah.
Yeah, said Ann Arbor Rowing Club. Not the same colors, nothing. But still whipping things at us.
Yep, you were north of the border. Enemy territory. Yeah. Did you win?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You kidding me? We smoked those guys. Wasn't even close.
there you go. Like, good stuff,
like
Nolan.
Five boat lengths or something like that. It wasn't even close.
There you go.
Love that. John, so you've been to Columbus. You've been to Philly.
Oh, yeah.
If I gave you the task, you got to take your wife and some of your kids with you. You got to wear the gear of your school or your team. Where would you rather go?
I'd probably rather go to Philly. And it's a little bit different because when I'm still an imposing figure, and so it takes quite an inebriated individual to get chesty, as the midday show likes to say. But I would probably go Philly versus Columbus with the fam.
Translation: they wouldn't want to mess with this.
No. No, and so part of the issue is knowing myself as well. Like, if somebody does something to me, I'll be like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm going to move on. Somebody does something to one of the kids or my wife, now all of a sudden things could get ugly.
All right, get back to the people. They've seen ugly. Tony in New Jersey, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me. Just a little context. I'm a big Detroit Lions fan. I live literally 20 to 30 minutes outside of Lincoln Financial Field in New Jersey. Been a Lions fan for the last 25 years, tail end of Barry Sanders' run. I've been to many Eagles. I've been almost every Eagles-Lions game since probably 2012, except for the Thanksgiving game in Detroit. And I will say the worst experience I've had was the Snow Bowl in 2013. We weren't expecting snow. The snow came down. I'm telling you, the tailgate, I've never seen so many shots of fireball happen with these Eagles fans. Everyone just got really rowdy and out of control, and it became a really hostile environment. And for context, I, too, may have partaken in those shots. So I was engaging with the Eagles fans. So you can imagine how it went for me. I got a snowball thrown at me. I got some certain chants that I'm not allowed to say on the radio, but there were certain chants directed at me. It was a very hostile environment. However, next time I went in 2019, I didn't engage with it. I had an attractive girlfriend in the Lions gear with me. No one said a word to me. So as long as you don't engage with the fans and, you know, you expect some chance, expect people to go tongue-in-cheek, but as long as you don't engage, mind your business, stick with your people, you should be fine.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, the lesson is don't engage or have a hot girlfriend.
Sounds like that helped.
That sounds like it helped.
Yeah. For him, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good to know, because I don't think fans mind, like, getting razzed or chants.
Oh, it's all part of the environment.
Or booed. Like, but it doesn't ever need to get physical.
No.
Ever.
No.
You don't be throwing stuff at people either.
Yeah.
Don't throw stuff at me. I have a hot girlfriend. She might get hit in the crossfire.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, whatever makes a difference.
Whatever gets it done. Matt in Highland, you're on 97. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Hey, 1998, last NHL game of the regular season, Red Wings at Avs in McNichols Arena. The Wings are losing most of the game by 2 goals, and they come on in the third period, tied it up. We started getting loud. There are other Wings fans around us. About 2 minutes left in the game, the Avs scored, and we got doused with everything everybody had. Beer, popcorn, you name it, it landed on us. Behold.
I bet it was.
That was the peak of
the rivalry.
That rivalry.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
You're right. I mean, that was in like the dead middle of that rivalry, too, coming off of the Wings winning the Cup the previous year, and then they went on to win the Cup that year as well.
Yeah, I think the Avs won in 96 and would go on to win in 2000. So you're right in the heat of it
right there.
In the
mix, yeah.
248-539-9797. You got your stories inside enemy lines, enemy territory, the worst of the worst. Some Lions fans might be in for it this week when they go to Philly. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.